You're listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
We're back, I'm pleased to say, joined by Suzanne Schulte, a personal hero of mine who I've had the privilege of knowing and working with for decades, primarily in her capacity as the president of a wonderful organization, the Defense Forum Foundation. But it also is involved, as is she, quite prominently, with the North Korea Freedom Foundation, which she chairs. She has been actively involved for, well, as long as I can remember, in trying to bring freedom to the people of North Korea. She's done as much as anybody, certainly in the West, to help the rest of us understand the plight of the people in North Korea and the nature of the regime that we're up against there. It's a perfect bookend for the conversation we were just having with Tom Popick about the threats that are emanating from that regime at the moment. So, Suzanne Schulte, welcome back. It's so good to have you.
Thank you so much, Frank. I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the nature of the regime, Suzanne. We're facing what certainly sound like they're existential threats to this country. And the question occurs, could anybody, particularly this regime in North Korea, actually mean to do us the kind of harm that seems to be in the offing if Kim Jong-un has his way?
Well, I think that the thing we have to be really, really focused on is the proliferation of technologies that this regime has been involved in for decades, whether it's chemical weapons or building a nuclear plant in Syria. This is a regime that's been aiding and abetting people that hate us. And although I do not believe that Kim Jong-un would do something that would cause us to take him out, I do believe we have to be concerned about the people who he's giving technology, sharing technologies with, that don't have that fear. In other words, he wants to remain in power. So he's going to push and he's going to threaten and all this fiery rhetoric and invective-filled hating of America, but he won't cross a certain line because he does want to stay in power.
Yeah, well, that's a rather hopeful sign, I have to say. I'm not sure that I've quite got my head around the possibility that he can be deterred, but maybe not some of the people that he's enabling to become threats to us as well. Who do you have in mind in that regard?
Well, when you think about the fact that they the plant that Israel blew up some years ago, that was in fact North Koreans that were working with them to develop that technology. And this is the thing that we need to be very concerned about, is what they're doing in developing these weapons and sharing them with people that hate our country. And whether it's terrorist groups or whether it's rogue nations, this is what really I'm more fearful of than actually of North Korea itself, because I do believe that Kim Jong-un does want to stay in power. And he's going to push as hard as he can, but he's not going to step over a certain line that would cause us to have a military response. Just to give you an idea, and I think, Frank, I think you made a comment during one of your programs that we're dealing with a genocidal, cold-blooded dictator, and that's what he is. And how did we get to this point? Because for decades, we believed that we were negotiating with North Korea in good faith, but the defectors who've been escaping have been telling us for decades that North Korea is never going to give up its nuclear weapons. It's never.
Suzanne Schulte, this is what's so stunning about all of this, is we know he's a genocidal dictator because he's killing his own people by the millions, and that goes from simply starving them to death to incarcerating them in gulags where they die, you know, of starvation, or killing some of them with, anti-aircraft weapons, for God's sake. So this is a man definitely capable of the ultimate brutalities against innocent civilians. And if he treats his own people that way, I've always thought that's a bad sign for how he might treat ours. But talk a little bit about the insights that you've had into the rather fragile nature of the regime based upon your extensive information operations inside the country, Suzanne, with the North Korea Freedom Foundation.
Well, I can give you just from the words of the defectors of escape. We just did a large delegation of 18 North Korean defectors that ranged from people that served in the military to served as diplomats to people that were just average citizens. And they all told us the same thing. they kept repeating, the truth will set them free. If we can get the truth into North Korea, if we can reach out to the people of North Korea with the reality of what's happening here, that will change everything. And so that's why we're so engaged, and we're doing a daily radio broadcast into North Korea that's produced by defectors. Free North Korea Radio, it's the most popular single program broadcasting into North Korea.
And they're able to receive it. I think this is the stunning thing. For many years, we were told this is the hermit kingdom. Nobody has access to radios. How is that being circumvented?
Well, it's a shortwave transmission, and we use a firm that specializes in overcoming jamming. We are very proud of the fact that we are the most targeted for jamming, which means that it is the radio station that the dictator fears more than any other. In fact, he just put out an assassination hit list, and the director of Free North Korea Radio was number one on the list. Number two on the list, interesting enough, was Park Sung-hak. And Park Sung-hak is the North Korean defector who does the balloon launches. So he's sending in information and leaflets, money, shortwave radios into North Korea. The reason why the people of North Korea know about the horrific murder of Otto Warmbier is because the North Korean defectors put together leaflets explaining what happened and then balloon launched hundreds of thousands of these leaflets into North Korea.
And Otto, of course, was the young man whose family has recently been talking quite publicly about the horrible condition he was in when he was finally returned, basically for the death watch. This is so alarming on the one hand and yet encouraging on the other, that we're facing a regime that would do that, not only again to their own people, but to individual Americans and a lot of us, I suspect, if they could. And to the extent that you have been working with these defectors and helping the people of North Korea understand the truth about their regime and the conditions that they are uniquely being afflicted with by it, what is your sense, Suzanne Schulte, as to whether there is a real chance for regime change, which it certainly seems to me is the only hope for avoiding, you know, potentially cataclysmic conflict here?
That is exactly what we need to be working towards. And we need to be doing that by empowering the defectors that have escaped, that have taken up all the kinds of work that we used to do in getting information in. And just to give you a couple of examples, the North Korean People's Liberation Front, it's men and women, because women also are required to have military service. But this is the most pro-American group you'll ever meet. And they are smuggling in USBs with information about what happened in Egypt, what happened in Romania, when the military turned against the dictator in favor of the people. They're aggressively trying to reach out to people in the military. Meanwhile, you have Free North Korea Radio, headed by Kim Sung-min, that's doing this daily radio program, talking about what America's really like. They actually broadcast messages from members of Congress about our hopes and dreams for the people of North Korea. We're broadcasting in there that the relationship between the U.S. and South Korea is why South Korea is the 11th strongest economy in the world and a very prosperous nation, and that's the same kind of freedom and hope that we want for the people of North Korea, rather than the propaganda which tells them that we are occupying South Korea. So just giving them the truth.
It's so important, and I can't commend enough what you're doing, Suzanne Schulte. And I also wanted just to say that, as you know, the House of Representatives has just passed unanimously a law that would help this kind of work on both promoting human rights and distributing uncensored information within North Korea. I hope that that will in part help your activities and the work that you're about. Suzanne Schulte, very quickly, how can people learn more about your work?
www.defenseforumfoundation.org.
Check it out, folks. Suzanne Schulte, thank you for joining us. Come back to us again very soon, if you would. Michael Cutler joins us next. We'll talk about the latest turns in the Trump administration's immigration policies. That and more, straight ahead.